Good morning, everyone. Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4, and we will read from verse 11 to 13. Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Father, we just want to thank You for this morning. Thank You that we get to gather together and just start this day with Your bread, with Your word, Lord. May You fill us up, God, today. Speak to us, minister to us, God. We need You, and we want You to be in the rest of our day as well. We thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This verse, if I'm understanding correctly, is in the context of Paul writing a letter to the Philippians to thank them and encourage them for their financial support they gave to him. And you can see it is mentioned in 13, how he was able to learn to be content in all and different circumstances in which he needed finances. Many people places a focus on this verse, especially verse 13, where it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, on achieving something, on the ability to be able to gain something or to receive something or to tarry through in order to attain this end goal. And it is actually more focused on the thing itself, because they only read this one sentence in the whole section. In fact, I would like to suggest to you that this verse doesn't have much to do with getting to where you want or achieving that goal, but it actually has everything to do with abiding in God. So when you take it out of the physical context of financial support in Paul's situation, it really is talking about the spirit of learning how to be content. How to be content in a situation where your mind will be racing with thoughts of, for instance, in Paul's situation, probably fear of lack, fear of death, fear of hunger, fear of the end of his ministry, fear of his authority or his influence being diminished, even doubt whether he's in the right place at the right time. So ultimately, it is actually looking into the internal battlefield of the mind. So we must read it with the verses before and after to get a better understanding as to what it means to be content in all circumstances. Because the way Paul was able to overcome those times when he was living by humble means or whether he was in prosperity or being hungry or having abundance, that was where his place was. That was where his mind was. That was where his heart was. He said he was content. He wasn't focused on, yay, thank you God for the financial support, guys. You know, praise the Lord. I can do all things through him who strengthens me so that I can receive this financial support. He didn't even mention. It was more like, I learned to be content. It's not that I need the money. I know how to be able to be content in these circumstances. So it's not really about, yay, I can do all things through him who strengthens me to wake me up to go to EMP in the morning. And if we look at this verse in the lens of the internal battlefield of our mind, the all things that Paul was mentioning will not be focused on the physical issue or focus on an immediate issue in your life that has a definite goal. For instance, financial support in Paul's case. Or the all things won't be, oh, I want to learn how to play piano so I can lead worship. The all things will be the ability to fight the war in your mind, to fight the thoughts of fear, to fight the thoughts of rejection, to fight the thoughts of fear and shame. So how does God strengthen you? After all, Paul mentioned, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What does this strength look like? How does God bring it forth to you? No, he doesn't give you physical muscles and energy, as we see in Paul's writing. God gave him strength to come to a place of peace, even in his lack, or peace even in his prosperity. So this strength is not a strength that will help you have the adrenaline to run on the full day, to complete all your tasks. It is a strength that will sustain you in your thought and spirit to be able to overcome that fear of missing deadlines or negative consequences or looking stupid or not being able to get that promotion. It's the internal thoughts. But most of us are very capable beings, and we're able to manage our time and tasks. So I personally think that this verse is more of an encouragement in a situation where it is hard, in a season of your life where you're going through hardship, in times when you need to get over a hurdle of hurt, in a time where you need to be able to grieve and mourn and learn how to live after a beloved one passes. When you are in a situation that is seemingly impossible for you to overcome by yourself. Personally, this verse helped me a lot in the time when I needed him, when I became a Christian. And I was in a place and time where I had no strength of my own to overcome the thoughts of depression, sadness, and rejection. Even though I wasn't worried about my daily bread or my living conditions, but I was worrying about whether I will be able to pick myself up and live the life that the Lord has given me. So throughout that time in my life, this verse was my life verse. And I was able to fight the thoughts that were racing in my head because there were so many of them. All these thoughts coming in my head, everything but the truth. And so I had to seek God very closely and intimately and choose to live on his promises. Whether it was written in his word or whether it was through his rhema word spoken in prayer. So how does this strength in Paul's writing come about? I think, first of all, in order to gain this strength to overcome these thoughts, overcome all these things, is that we need to recognize the all things we are facing. It is not the issue itself. It's not the physical manifestation of the issue. It's not about the target or the deadline. It's not about the physical need. It is about the thoughts behind it. It is about the internal battlefield. It is about the fears behind it. Recognize those fears and thoughts. Those are your all things. And then to really seek him and abide in him. To know that you are weak and allow his word to breathe on you. And to choose to accept his word as truth, to stand strong on him, to rise up even if it doesn't change your circumstances, to believe in it. You will be able to see the hope when you do this, and that he will be able to lead you through and out of this pit. That is how I think strength comes from, to recognize thoughts behind the actual thing, and to abide in him, and to choose to accept his word as truth, to stand firm in it. And you will eventually be able to endure, to stand strong, to rise up, even if it doesn't change your circumstances. When you realize you're able to do this, I think, and through my experience, for me, I was able to be content. I was able to be content because I know my God, who is consistent, is the one that is with me in my ever-changing circumstances and in my fear and insecurity of who I am. Content, I actually look up the word content and what it means, and it means to be in a state of peaceful happiness or to be in a state of satisfaction. And in the Greek, the word being content was described to be more an inward than just satisfaction. The former, the inwardness, is a habit or permanent state of mind. The latter has to do with some particular occurrence or object. This means that being content is to be able to be satisfied, and this mindset is the permanent state of being. It's that mind that is consistently in you. Therefore, whatever situation or however life turns out, you will have this state of mind, a satisfaction from God, knowing that He is the one who satisfies you. I would like to invite Samuel to come up for worship. Yeah, so I hope, I mean, I don't know what you may be going through, and I cannot begin to understand the challenges you may be facing, the thoughts that runs wild in your head. But I hope and I pray that you will be encouraged that you can do all things through Him who strengthens you, that you can come to a place of contentment. When you choose to abide in Him, when you choose to trust Him, when you choose to say that, yes, my Almighty God is the one who will be able to take me out of this place. He is my peace. He is my strength. He is my strong tower. You will have that strength to overcome and be content. If it is really difficult to fight those thoughts, maybe it is a season for you to abide in Him, to learn to read and trust His word so that you may find that strength of contentment to overcome this season. Let us worship.
You are good. Thank you.
To focus on Him in times that are trying. Sometimes hardship comes from the Lord. He needs to teach us. He's taking us through a season of refining. But in this season of refining, we shouldn't be just focused on the end goal, to see that light in the end of the tunnel by saying that, I'm going to get there. God, just give me that strength to overcome this time. No, that strength is not just to reach that destination. There's a process in this strength. And that process is for you to abide in Him, to know Him more. The end goal is not to reach to the end of that tunnel and get there as soon as possible. The end goal is so that you will be able to know and to love and to trust your God more, deeper than before, more intimately, that you will know deep in your heart His love for you. That's the end goal. So I pray, God, that you will come and you will move in all of our hearts, that we will not be so focused on getting to the end. We will be focused on you taking us there, you bringing that contentment in our hearts, you giving us that peace, you giving us that assurance of your love, you giving us that assurance that we are your child, that you will not let go of us, that you're going to walk us through this. You will give us that assurance for us to have the strength that even though we may not know when the end is, even though we may not see the light at the end of the tunnel, we will still learn and know how to be content with you and you alone. With you and you alone, that contentment is to be with you. So we just want to thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's move on to prayer for our community. Let's pray for all our brothers and sisters who are fighting against cancer or going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's go to the prayer for our friends who need salvation and also healing from any type of infirmities or sickness. Let's turn to the next slide. Let's pray for anyone that we know or our brothers and sisters with family members that are suffering from all different sorts of infirmities. Let's pray that the Lord will really touch them. and bring healing in the areas where they do need. But let's pray that they will draw closer to God in this time as well. Let's lift up people who are looking for jobs. Let's pray that during this time they will really seek the Lord's direction and where they need to be, and that the Lord will open doors for them. Today's mission focus, let's pray for Singapore, PSAM Kim and his family, Spin, Indonesia, P. Salamat and his family. Let's pray for Spill, the Philippines, Pastor Ernie and his family. Let's pray for SP Kids, P. Mary and Lisa, SP Youth. Pray for Donald and SPU. Pray for P. Andrew. Let's pray for the prayer and healing ministries. Let's pray for IP, Matt, and the well, Sarah, and River, Rachel. Let's lift up these ministries. let's pray for the evening outreaches, SP Lights, and Homie Outreach. Let's lift up all the pregnant moms in SP. Vivian, Catherine, Kathleen, Eunice, Monica, Eileen, Jade, and anyone else you know who are pregnant. Let's pray for them. Let's also pray for our city. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our peace, Father. And I pray, Jesus, that as we head off to our work today and whatever tasks that we are doing or going back to our homes, God, that your peace will be with us, God, and that, you will watch over us and everything that we love and we hold dear to. We thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.